This is VOA News. I'm David Burr. U.S. lawmakers managing the impeachment case against President Donald Trump filed a brief on Saturday laying out their arguments supporting charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress against the president. In the 111-page document, the lawmakers summarized arguments made during weeks of testimony late last year during the House impeachment investigation. They also called for Trump's removal in order to safeguard the integrity of the 2020 U.S. general election, in which the president is seeking a second term, as well as the U.S. system of government. The president's legal team issued a rejection of the House's impeachment, calling the charges against Trump a dangerous attack on Americans and their right to vote. Trump's impeachment trial starts Tuesday in the Senate. Thousands gathered in cities across the country Saturday as part of the nationwide women's rallies focused on issues such as climate change, pay equity, reproductive rights, and immigration. The fourth annual marches were aimed to harness the political power of women, although the crowds were noticeably smaller than in previous years. The first marches 3 years ago drew hundreds of thousands to rallies on the day after President Trump was inaugurated. Iran-aligned Houthis attacked a military training camp in the Yemeni city of Marib on Saturday, killing 60 military personnel and wounding dozens of others. Saudi state television said on Saturday that the attack was carried out with ballistic missiles and drones. A proxy war has been playing out in Yemen between Iran and Saudi Arabia. The Saudi-led coalition intervened in 2015, backing government forces fighting the Iran-aligned Houthis. This is VOA News. Four more people have been diagnosed in an outbreak of viral pneumonia in Wuhan, China, as U.S. health officials began screening airline passengers arriving in the United States from that area. As of Saturday, the Wuhan Municipal Health Commission said that the total number of cases stood at 45. Five people were in serious condition, 15 had been discharged, and the rest were in stable condition. Two people have died from the disease. U.S. health officials have been screening arriving passengers on direct or connecting flights from Wuhan at airports in San Francisco, New York, and Los Angeles. Chinese health officials said many of those who became sick worked at or visited a food market in the suburbs of Wuhan. Iran is sending the black boxes from the Ukrainian passenger plane that its military accidentally shot down this month back to Ukraine. Lauren Anthony of Reuters has more.
The director in charge of accident investigations at Iran's Civil Aviation Organization told Tasnim that the flight data recorder would be sent to France if experts could not read it in Kiev. Iran has faced a deepening crisis abroad and at home over the plane disaster, with authorities taking several days to announce that its military had accidentally shot the plane down. The downing occurred as Iran was on high alert for possible retaliatory action following its strikes on Iraqi bases housing U.S. troops. Those strikes were in revenge for the U.S. killing of top military commander Qasem Soleimani in a drone attack in Baghdad on January 3rd.
That's Lauren Anthony reporting. Libyan rival camps and their foreign backers will attend a summit in Berlin Sunday to discuss ways to end a proxy war over the capital Tripoli and the oil-producing nation, which has displaced 140,000 and now more than halved the country's crude output. UN envoy Ghassan Salameh said the Berlin summit would likely discuss the closures of oil terminals to avoid those closures dragging on for weeks or months.
Now, I can't compel any head of state to raise this rather than that issue, but I won't be surprised that a few participants raise the necessity of keeping the neutrality of the national oil company in place.
Oil export terminals across the eastern and central part of Libya were shut Friday by tribesmen allied to Commander Khalifa Haftar. And SpaceX will try again Sunday to test its emergency escape system on its new crew capsule. High wind and waves at the capsule recovery site in the Atlantic forced the company to scrub a test on Saturday. For more, be sure to log on to voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.